Welcome to Kingstead Church Podcast. We're so glad you're here. And wherever you're listening from, we believe God's word will impact your everyday life.
We are still in the leadership month. I think this is the last month. But before I even start, I would like to thank the pastoral team for giving me this chance and the honor to actually speak to you guys. And, you know, it's not easy, you know, them giving someone a mic to speak in front of people. So I might say I'm humbled, and I really thank the pastoral team for that. And, you know, when I was preparing, I was asking myself, so what am I going to tell these people, you know? And I was thinking, you know, I have to make sense, you know? Because we have people here who, we have doctors, we have people who have made it in life. So I have to make sense at the end of the day. But also, I also thought that I'm going to also speak from the heart, you know, share my experience as a leader. But at the same time, also for us to understand what is leadership. And also, you know, in continuation of what Pastor Alice and Pastor Caro had already shared on the previous Sundays. So today I am just going to share. I'm going to look at some concepts. And I know each one of us is in a different stage of leadership, you know, because we have some who have made it up the ladder. We have some who are making it, who are emerging as leaders, but we also have some of us who are actually looking for that space, someone who are, you know, they're just stepping into it. And some of us also do not know what it needs to be a leader. So I am sure every one of us is in a different aspect of leadership. So maybe a brief about my leadership journey, so that you can know, you know, where I came from and all that. So in my leadership journey, what I can say is I have led in two different ways, okay? So I have been a leader indirectly, whereby, you know, you lead, you're not the leader. You know, you're given an assignment and then you just do it. And so that's indirectly, in a way whereby there are no people who are actually following you. But in a way, you kind of lead something. So that was good because, I mean, there's someone who is responsible for that. Eh? So you do your work, unarudisha. Then there came a time whereby now I have a team. Okay? God has given you now a team. Here is the team. Lead them. And, you know, when I became, you know, a leader in where I work in the banking industry, I was promoted among my peers. I'm not kitu kigumu kama hicho. You know, people who know you, wana kufahamu, they know when you're complaining. Mlikuwa mna complain wote in the corridors. You understand? You're the ones, ojoele, you always say, ni boss wetu, ojoele. And then now you're promoted. You're told, okay, fine. Now go lead these people. And you're leading people who are even smarter than you, who know more than you know. So, sa ingine wanaeka mgomo baridi. Wanasema, you know what? Let's see what you're coming up with. Eh? So that happened to me. And I was in a space whereby I was like, now what do I do? How do I get these people to listen to me? And sometimes it's a bit hard because, you know, these people can do it. Eh? Unajua, they have the potential. They know how to do the job. But sometimes they just don't do it. So at the end of the day, you're wondering, now I am put in this position. How do I do it? So that has been my leadership journey. I've been, you know, up and down and all that. I'm still there. I'm not there yet. But we're getting there. So maybe a question before I begin. And this is a question that I think it's been asked a lot. Kila mtu anauliza maswali. And I think you've heard it before. So are leaders born or created? It's a common question, eh? I believe everyone has heard of it, isn't it? So I'm not a pastor, I'm a teacher. I teach. So mkiongea inanisaidia. So are leaders born or created? You can just say it. They're both. Okay, someone says both, some created, some born. Okay. So when I was thinking about this concept, are leaders born or created? Nikajirudisha back to the Garden of Eve. when God created Adam and Eve. The first thing he gave them was work, right? So, nikangalia are born, are leaders born or created? And then I discovered that they are both. Thank you for that. Because there is something God has placed in you when he created you. Yani kuna kitu alikuweka, that's why you were actually created in your mother's womb. Kama ingekuwa hivyo, then he wouldn't have done that. So there is something, and that is something that we are going to look at today. That is something that God has created. And that is what now has to be created as we move along. So for me, the way I see it, leaders are both born and created. How you create it now, that's another story. If that potential, that purpose is going to be manifested, then that's another story. Because some will die who have never manifested what God created for them for. Some would have, some wangekuwa wanashikashika kidogo. Just sometimes kuna wala mbo tuko hapo katikati, eh? Whereby today we are rising and then tomorrow we are like, you know, like a graph. Not just like a graph, eh? Up, down. But let us look at what is this leadership. Caro, Pastor Caro and Pastor Alex defined this, but there is a guy I met when I was researching about, you know, this topic this week. And, you know, when you're given something to talk about, you research, and then you have nothing. You know, throughout the week, I had absolutely nothing. You know, I was waiting, you know, going to a group here training, and then I was like, I hope Pastor Alex doesn't ask me anything, doesn't ask for the materials, because I have absolutely nothing. And that happens sometimes. But I was listening to different people talking, and there's a definition that I came across, and I think, you know, God put it in my heart and said, let me share this with the people on Sunday. I know everyone knows the Letman's Monroe, right? Yeah. Gen Zimpo. Do you know this guy? Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Gen Z's going on around. That word is very common right now, Gen Z. So I will unpack this, and then we'll, you know, I have like 40 minutes, and then we'll talk about this. So if you write, it's a long definition, but I thought he made sense, and I thought, you know, it's something that we can look at. So according to him, leadership is the capacity. So if you're writing, you can start writing now. Is the capacity to influence others through inspiration generated by a passion, motivated by a vision, which is birthed by a conviction that is produced by a purpose. Irudi, eh? Okay. So it is the capacity. So we start is the capacity to influence. Okay. So it is that capacity to influence. That's the first thing. But how do you influence this? You influence others through inspiration. Okay. And that inspiration is generated by a passion that you have. Okay. And it is motivated by a vision, which is birthed by a conviction that is produced by a purpose. So let's unpack this, okay? Tuanze kidogo kidogo, we look at what this means. So there is that ground thing that everyone has something inside them, right? Tunajua hiyo, sisi ni wa Kristo hapa, eh? So everyone, we all know that you have something that you are created for. Whether you found about it or not, but it is there because God created that in there. So that is the capacity that you have. So when we're unpacking this definition, so leadership is that capacity, that thing that God put in you, you know, be it in the corporate world, in the marketplace, anywhere, it is that capacity to influence. So when you have that, you start influencing people. And how do you influence these people? Is by doing what? Inspiring them. Because unajua, you cannot lead people you do not inspire. And there is no way that will going to be manipulation. You cannot lead people whom you do not inspire. And how do you inspire them? You know, sometimes you say, okay, fine, I have discovered what I need to do. I have to influence these people. I have to inspire them. But how do you actually inspire these people? It's because you have what? A passion. And that is something very important, by the way, and we're going to unpack it today and see what is this passion that we are talking about. Because you have a passion for something. Kuna kitu your passion. There's something that is bubbling inside you. So, kama there is nothing that is bubbling inside you, you need to go back to the drawing board and look for that. Because hicho ndo kitakufanya sasa uanze ku step into the leadership role that you're created for. So, what is the passion for? Your passion ambayo inakuwa babu. It's because you have a vision that you see for your life. Right? So, that passion is bubbling out because there is that vision that you see in your life. You know? But again, we also ask ourselves, your vision inatoka wapi? Okay? So, that vision comes from the conviction and a belief that you have for the purpose that God, the Maker, has created in you. So, katika hii definition of leadership, kuna vitu vitakuwa vinajitokeza. So, there is influence, okay? There is inspiration, there is passion, there is vision, there's a conviction, and there is a purpose. Tuko pamoja, eh? Don't worry, we'll unpack it. Kidogo, kidogo, we'll get there. So how do you start now in this leadership journey? And the title of my message today is, what are you willing to die for? Okay? So that is the title of my message. What are you willing to really die for? Because most of us, we don't die for something. So what are you really, really willing to die for? So the first thing that we'll look at is, find the reason why we exist. That is the basic. Find the reason why you actually exist. Now that's the first thing you need to start. Go back to the drawing. That is a sense of assignment, contribution to the world destiny. Kwa sababu tunajua kwamba tumewekwa kwa sababu ya destiny flani. So that is the first thing that you need to actually look for. What is that reason that you have? And that purpose is the one that is going to start giving you that conviction and that passion that you have. And when you have that, you start seeing pictures. Have you ever sat down and started saying, "Mbona mimi naweza kufanya hiki kitu? Umeelewa? I can do this. I can do that. I feel I have to do it." It's because you are now starting to connect with what? With that purpose that you have. It is a conviction. So when you begin to picture the vision, something very key, and I talked about, comes in your life, that is what? Your passion. Because passion ndio inafanya nini, ina drive your ability. Because have you seen people following people just because they have passion? Yani mtu anaweza kutoka hapo na kitu, they will follow you, not they don't understand where you started. They don't understand where you are going, but because they see that passion inside you, they say, "You know what? That is someone I have to follow." Because that passion is actually very important, because most of the time as Christians and as people who I imagine as leaders, we know what we were supposed to do. We know what we are supposed to step into, but the passion inakufaga katikati. Yani the passion unafika wakati whereby you're like, "Whew, okay." So when that thing starts dying, it means ya kwamba it is the fuel that is fueling your leadership capacity. So that is very important to have. And that passion is what I'm saying, that it will bring inspiration to other people. Have you seen drunkards? Yani mtu akilewa ni kama anakuaga na mob psychology flani hivi. Yani you will see they have a passion for that beer. They have actually even created songs for being drunk. You understand, eh? But you will find people following that. Akili baadaye akishazinduka, like, "What was I saying?" But because there was a passion, you know, there was something that was fueling. Maybe that person was leading them, or whatever atmosphere was there. So I want us, as we go along this journey, to remember that passion is very important. It is something that is very important and something that has to be fueled as we go. The reason why sometimes people do not lead well and people do not follow you, and this is where I'm coming to the message of the day, is because we are so busy making a living.
I want that to say, you're so busy making a living. Let's look at a scripture. Matthew 16, 21 to 36. Okay, so I will read. So this is when Jesus was telling his disciples that he was about to go to be crucified. So aliwaita akamwambia, okay, fine, I'm going to be crucified. So it was the journey to Jerusalem. So let's start. From the time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. So put that in your mental note. We'll come back to Peter. We'll find out who is this Peter and how it relates to leadership. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Now that my question now comes here. What things are you mindful about? The living pattern. Okay? Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Just keep it there. Okay. So this is where I'm going to dwell today. So what are you willing to die for? And that is in the concept of leadership. We'll unpack that. So whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Okay? But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So let's unpack this. So when I was reading this verse and in relation to leadership, I found out that the moment you start seeking your life, which is not a bad thing, by the way, because we all do that. I'm doing this thing called life. Eh? We say that a lot. I'm doing this thing called life. You know, so if you're so busy trying to survive, you're busy trying to pay rent, which is not a bad thing, eh? Busy trying to pass that exam, busy trying to, you know, make ends meet. If you seek your life, what Jesus is saying, you will lose the essence of effectiveness. Because maisha yako yatakuwa kama ka merry-go-round flani, okay? Have you ever been in a wheel of life whereby things are just the same? You just do the same thing over and over and over again. Yani you are looking, yani maisha yako, you're just looking for life. You're looking for life, you know. If you're busy looking for your life, you will actually lose it. Because you are now living life instead of looking for something to die for. And great leaders, even in history, great leaders always found something to die for. Something that, you know, you're willing to die for. Something that people can call you a fool for. Before you get to a point whereby kuna mtu atakuita, run away, you're not making sense. You're not yet like that business. Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to get into that? You understand it? So you can succeed in becoming a leader, and you can't succeed in becoming a leader until you find something people can call you a fool for. You're becoming a leader. You have to get to a point whereby you say it does not matter anymore. Like, you know what? I have come to a point whereby, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. If we look back in history, people come to Martin Luther. You know, they said, you know, I have to do this. And there's a time he actually went for, you know, when he was doing the pub, you know, he was addressing and all that. He said, I am not sure if I'm going to come back. He actually was telling his family and all that, I'm not sure if I'm going to back, but I have to do this. So in your life as a journey of a leader, you have to come to a point whereby you come to a point when I say, it doesn't matter anymore. Because We are so busy protecting ourselves. Yani we are so busy doing this thing called life. Kwa sababu tuna protect hii maisha so that, you know, we can live in that cycle. But, you know, we must sometimes step up and start obeying God. It actually makes you become, you know, a more differentiator. So sometimes you might ask yourself, so how do I find this something that's to die for? I'm not Jesus. I'm not, you know, these great apostles and all that. So one thing that I've discovered in my leadership journey, na wakati nilikuwa naanza kufikiria, so how do I lead? How do I get to this learning? I started with a prayer. I asked God, please show me the assignment that is worth dying for. Okay? So find an assignment that is worth dying for. An assignment that is actually bigger than your salary. Kwa sababu mara nyingi, that rat race, inatufanya sisi, we're just looking for a bigger salary or a bigger income at the end of the day.
Well, it's been.
So, I have a question on the table. What are you passionate about? Ama, wale tuliwa niriwa, do you hate Monday mornings?
Yeah.
How many of us hate Monday mornings?
Never do.
But I did. It's not bad to lift your hand. You understand? Eh? How many of us hate Monday mornings? You know, the exact thing they say, it's a blue Monday, yeah? It's a blue Monday. And by that, I used to say that the way the world has put it in a way, kuna phrases, flani ambazo tukizisema, they sound very okay. You know, you've come out from the weekend, you've just rested, and it's a Monday morning. Whew, another Monday morning. And then you're like, I hate Monday mornings. There's a time I came to find out, the more I keep on saying that, the universe actually hears, the spirit world hears. And trust me, every morning was a bad morning. Every Monday was a blue Monday. And then I stopped saying that. I said, you know what? It's not a blue Monday anymore. It is a sunny Monday. It is a bright Monday. So sometimes what we say also goes out there. So the moment, so we're looking at the description of the leadership. So you ask God for that assignment. What are you created for? What are you, what is that thing that God made you to fulfill in this world and you're willing to die for? Then you start, you know, creating vision and pictures in your head and start living for it. But there is something that I talked about, passion, okay? Because passion is like the fuel, the engine that you have to keep on fueling yourself each and every day. So the moment that passion dies, something very dangerous happens. You actually start becoming an infection. Okay? What do I mean by an infection? Ushai kuwa katika kampuni whereby you don't feel like doing it. Or you're doing a business and you just don't feel like doing it. So the moment you start losing that passion, now you become an infection. Okay? Yani unaanza kuinfect watu. And the moment you start becoming an infection, you stop being an inspiration. Kumbuka kwenye definition, eh? Kuna kitu kinaitwa inspiration. You stop being an inspiration. And it becomes, this infection becomes an evil. It is so bad. We saw Peter, eh? Peter started becoming what? An infection. And that happens to us a lot, by the way. Yaani unajikuta kwamba kwa sababu wewe morali yako na passion yako imenani, unaanza kupata ally. You know, unaanza kutafuta watu. And by the way, that has happened to me a lot. Unasema lakini unajua strategy ya kampuni sielewi. Unajua kuna watu wanapendelewa. Eh? The passion is going down. You understand, eh? It is going down kabisa. And then I start infecting other people. Now imagine you are the leader.
Yes.
And you're becoming an infection.
Again.
Okay. So Peter, in this passage, actually started becoming an infection. That's why Jesus had to cut him from the beginning, doctor. Cut the leader to the cross. So sometimes we find ourselves actually becoming an infection. Because that passion, ambayo unafaa uifuel, and by the way, that is something that you have to fuel every day. So we talk about kasema utaamka kesho ufanye ufanye. And there is something that I have discovered, which is very interesting. The moment I'm in motion is when God will send the destiny helpers. By the way, yani Mungu haezi kutuma destiny helpers umekaa. Hawezi. And that is something that I've discovered in my leadership journey. We always pray, say, Mungu, naomba destiny. I did that. By the way, that was a prayer for me last year. I was like, Mungu, naomba destiny helpers. Naomba unisaidie, mlete mtu anipelekee, anishushe, anipandishe. Because, you know, when you're climbing the corporate ladder, you're like, I need that sponsor, that person who will talk to me in the boardrooms. That person will go and say, market can do 1, 2, 3, 4. I was praying for that person. That person never came. Amen. And that person never came at all until I started doing something about it. So I'll give you a small story about my life and how it actually translates to now this destiny helper coming into it. And it's something very small, by the way. So last year, God was telling me something. You know, you are a leader now. You've been promoted. You have a team. And you need to lead these people. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to be the first person in the office every single day. I'm not a morning person. I am a night owl. Again, the things that we hear, there is the morning eagle. And there's nothing wrong about that, by the way. But katika the journey of your leadership, sometimes God can give you direction, and that's something else you should take. Sometimes you want to put a direction whereby you have to go against your norm. You have to go against the I was like, and I used to tell my bosses, you know what, Mimi, give me job, I will do it very well. I can even stay until midnight. But now God was telling me, you know what? No, I want you to be the first person in the office. You know, I work in a bank, so being the first person, it means you have to come before 7, eh? So that you are there before everybody else. So I dilly-dallied the whole of last year, trust me. I dilly-dallied. I was like, I'm like, God, I cannot do this. I am sorry. I'm like, I don't want to compromise. I don't want to be a mumu. Sasa mimi, sasa kujasimu, lakini, naeza kukambaka. So, and by the way, I was so rationalizing it back. I tell my boss, you know, I will cover me not really coming, you know, that car back. And you know, the flex working works very well. You know, flex working. My boss was like, okay, it's flex working. You can come at 9 and leave at 6. That's fine. But God had told me what? To do what? To come in the office at the first person. So come this year now, and by the way, this is what happened to me in my leadership journey. The moment I did not obey God, I used to use a lot of energy. It could be a simple thing that can be done within hours, but someone can actually take 3 or a week to manage. Yeah, and then you'll understand why. And these people are smart. They actually even know more than I know. So I say, there's a time I came and I was like, okay, God, let me start obeying you. And when, by then the obedience didn't even come, I started doing it. I come in the office at 5. Guys, I didn't do that. But the moment I started the passion, now we're talking about that, but the moment I started saying, okay, now God, I am nataka kuanza kusikiliza, that's number one. But at the same time also, nikaanza kubuild ile passion of, because there's a time we figure in my leadership journey where I was burnt out. I was like, I cannot do this. Why was I even promoted? The money is good, yes, but I was like, why was I even promoted? Now, this is more headache than nikekoki pale chine, just do my job and I leave. But I started having that passion. I started saying, okay, fine, now God, you've given me, this is now mine. Nikaanza kuja asubuhi. Sikumoja nakuja, sipingine sidi, hivyo hivyo. But the moment now I started taking that step, now God brought a destiny helper. And I say this with a lot of humility because I saw God doing it. And there's a day I actually cried because I was like, God, you really brought that destiny helper I was looking for. So there's a day I was talking to a colleague of mine. He's a believer. Nikaanza kumwambia yule Mungu ameniambia nilikuwa nakuja asubuhi. Akaniambia, "Ah, okay, sawa." Akaniambia, "Okay, fine, sawa." So we're just talking, sharing. And then akaniambia, "You know me, I come to the office at 6:30 every day." I was like, "Okay, how do you even do that?" Alafu mimi nakaa Kongo juu, yeye anakaa Bweni huko, ndani huko. And then this is what this person did. And they've been doing it. It is a small thing, but for me, it's a big thing. And then they basi, I will be calling you every day at 5 in the morning. You see the way God brings destiny helpers. Yani, halikuwa anywhere ananipigia without fail. So that sometimes when you start stepping in, God actually brings in people to make the light easy. Now that is something called what? Obedience. Na kwenye leadership, I think Pastor Carol touched on that. Obedience is very important. So this person calls me every single morning. Saa kumi na moja. Kwanambia, mka sabu na moja, omba. Shamaza kuomba, jiandae. Yani, that's basically that what it is. Anasema, omba, jiandae. Shamaza kujiandae, nenda kazini. Na kwambia, I am the first person in that office every single day. Na nikifika, you know what God told me? Ikifika kuomba na nini, sometimes, but he also told me, sometimes you don't even have to pray. You can actually, so what this is what I do. Nikifika, I remove my shoes. I just step on that ground. So I step on it and I like, so what? I am here, the atmosphere is here. Amen. I just do that. And I don't even have to shanda. Sometimes I shanda, but sometimes I don't, because when you make a shanda, then you're looking at the camera, so who's looking at me? So I do that. But what I'm trying to say in Ikwamba, how are destiny helpers about to nawatafuta? How about to nawaomba? Sometimes God will not, they are there. Like, imagine this is someone I knew, but I never knew this person comes to the work at 6:30. We are not in the same department. Yeah, kwanza yuko branch, me I'm in HQ. Yuko branch ya mbali, ya yuko ya kimara uko. Mimi niko HQ mjini. So, this person, God put a burden in them to wake me up every morning. And right now, hata kama mtu akisema anachukua likizo anaondoka, that thing is already, ikifika saa 11, I'm up.
You know.
So, that passion that you have to take a step so that God can actually bring the destiny helpers. And these destiny helpers now start propelling you to where you're supposed to be. So quickly, let us look at some factors that are necessary for leadership. You know, as I wind up, I have 15 minutes. So the first thing is, which is important, is the environment. We're saying we become what our environment detectors. And, you know, I talked about being an infectious, being that person who infects people instead of inspiring people. The moment you do not realize your environment, and at the moment your environment that is not aligned to your passion, aligned to your destiny, you're not able actually to function. That's very important. So you have to be very alert and know the environment that you're actually operating with. It's very important. And the second thing is, true leadership cannot be taught. It must be discovered. Okay? You can never be taught how to become a true leader. You have to discover it. Ndio maana Mungu anataka uanze kuichochea hicho kitu, kichochee, so that you can discover it. All leadership settings, even you listening to the voice of my, you know, the sound of my voice today, may not even change you at all. I can say all the right words today. I can give you all the right articulation, the right vocabulary for leadership. Lakini, I can never teach you. You have to discover it yourself. Okay? Every, wanasema kwamba leaders, ukiangalia even in the Bible, all the leaders were actually a product of a what? A crisis. So they say every David needs a what? A Goliath. Okay? So sometimes, nasema true leadership is self-discovered. A leader is born when you discover yourself. when you start discovering yourself and the essence of your personal capabilities, the capabilities that you have. And most leaders, like I said, are a product of a crisis. And most of the time, whenever you find yourself in a crisis, whenever you find yourself, there's a struggle that you're happening. Mara nyingi watu naona kama ni, it's a cycle of life, but the moment you realize the seasons, the moment you realize where God is taking you, it's actually a promotion in God's program. So this is an encouragement to someone who thinks they're going through a crisis, they're going through a tragedy, but in God's way, mara nyingi inakuwaga, it's what it is, his program for promotion. And by the way, most leaders are born from crisis, and the greatest wealth comes from bankruptcy. Let that sink in. Let me ask you a question. If we're in the third world country, see, eh? Si tunaombaga misaada. Umeelewa? So there's someone who is making money so that they can loan us money. Why do you think the biggest people who are wealthy in the world are the people who loan people money? Microfinance, na banks, not all that. Because the greatest wealth comes actually from bankruptcy, from a place whereby, you know, people are in need. And that brings me to the next factor. True leadership is serving your gift to the world. Yani, we are talking about servant leadership. It's a humbling thing. People actually give you the privilege to call you their leader. That's how it is. Mara nyingi the world looks at it and vice versa, whereby I'm a leader and people have to follow me. No, it is a privilege, people, to follow you. It is a privilege for you to lead people. Be willing to step out in faith, because again, siolele mama, I will not lie. If you really want to change, it is something that you're willing to step out in faith. Be willing to lose everything to gain everything. And usipofika hiyo moment in your life whereby you're willing to lose everything to gain everything, you've not lived. It is so true. Yani, the moment you're like, this is it. And the reason why we do not achieve true leadership is because we are always seeking for the approval of people. Yani, we are always seeking, looking for like, hivi watasemaje, hivi wataniunaje. And that has happened a lot at my workplace, by the way. Yani, sometimes I nashindwa kukemea kitu kwa sababu I'm like, hey, wataniona mimi ni mnoko. Wajua ile? Wataniona mimi I am not a friend of the people. Wataniona mimi ni mtu ambaye ni umeshaanza, umeshakuwa bosi sasa, eh? Well, they have that talk, eh? Ushakuwa bosi, umeanza kuongea kama wao. But the moment you start seeking for approval, you become what? A complacent. Unakuwa kama ofisi tunasema, you become part of the chairs, part of the furniture. I want to encourage everyone to be original, to find the authentic self, because the nature of originality means that you're not a duplicate. And that comes back to what God has created in you. It is not a duplicate. It has never been found anywhere in this world. So every true leader has originality. When fanya research yako yote of all the leaders that you know, they have a true originality and they have no duplicate. And the moment you start stepping into that, trust you me, you will become a threat. So that is something that you should be willing to go through. You start becoming a threat because people are looking at you, okay, where did you come from? Why are you bringing this? Where are they coming from? Because now you're stepping out of your originality. Another factor is true leadership is self-deployment, right? So what do we mean? You discover what you're supposed to deliver to the world and distribute it. The word deployment means you're distributing it. Again, leadership is a very humbling moment for you. Yani sio muda wa kuji. The leaders that you see, you know, right now, what is in town right now is Trump and Harris, eh? That is what is going on right now. You know, those two are battling heads and all that. But true leadership is you discover what you're supposed to deliver to the world, and then you start doing what? Distributing it. Deploying yourself is very frightening, by the way. Let me not just say it is easier said, but it's not easier done. It is very frightening, but it is necessary. Because the moment you don't deploy yourself, in my mission, kwamba kile Mungu amekiweka kwa sababu ametengeneza a resource in you, ametengeneza solution in you. There is someone somewhere who is not getting it. There's someone who is actually dying or actually, you know, is not able to progress because you are not deploying what God gave you. You know, when you think about it that way, you start now thinking differently. Your mindset shifts. It's the same way. Kama unaona watu wanaoletaga, mtu anakuja anasema mradi wa maji kijijini. If that person did not do that, inamaanisha kwamba kuna mtu angekuwa anabeba maji, anatembea kilomita nyingi kwenda kutafuta maji. So that is the way with leadership and what God has created for. The moment you start distributing it, it means that you're becoming a solution to them. And none of us should be employed. We should all be deployed. So ukiwa kazini, don't look at it as if I'm employed. No, I am deploying what God has given me. I am distributing what God has given me. You know, it is just a mind shift. Shift your mindset, you'll start having a passion to what you do. Again, we're talking back. I'm talking about the passion so much because it's very important. You start having that passion that, you know what, this is me deploying what God has put in me.
That's right there.
And true leadership is also self-manifestation. So what we mean by self-manifestation, we mean that when you're busy manifesting yourself, you do not have to prove yourself to people. That is very important. Mara nyingi, because we want to be liked, we want to be respected, we start doing things which are not aligned with us. So a leader who is busy doing, manifesting what God has put in them, they have no time to prove themselves. God had an idea that made you necessary. There is something God wanted done. That's why he created you. So probably here I may ask you, what is your true name? That is a question you need to ask yourself. What name did God give me? You know, Moses was born to be the deliverer, right? So, Jesus was named Yeshua. When God alivyokuwa anawaambia Mary na Joseph, he did not even want them to name the baby. He named him Yeshua because he's going to be the savior of the world. So many times, sisi kama binadamu, and again, sisi kama, you know, especially when you're living in the African continent, your last name matters very much. Yani ile jina la mwisho, mimi ni Immaculate wa Mushi, sijui wa nani. That for us, we feel as if it's so grand and all that. But today I want you to have a mind shift. What is that true name that God gave you? What is that? Ukiangalia katika Biblia, hivi kuna mtu alikuwa anaitwa Emmanuel Mushi. I hope hakuna Emmanuel Mushi hapa. Did you get people called like that? But just think about it in the Bible. Did people have those titles? Did they have Wanani? Sure. Ever do your research. Just go to the Bible and do your research. Was Moses God? Moses one?
Don't take back what we did.
No, there wasn't that. They lived their truth because the name is what defines you. You should never build the confidence in your last name. What I mean here is you should never build confidence with what you are associated with. That is what I'm talking about. With where you are coming from. With what last name that you carry. With what influence that you have. Because the moment you associate, you're not becoming that original thing. You're becoming a duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're duplicating ukoo ulisemaje. Una duplicate wakina nani walisemaje. That is something that when I was preparing for this, it actually spoke to me and I was like, wow, I've been a duplicate all these years.
Definitely.
I was like, I've been a duplicate because I was actually looking at my last name. And sometimes I used to make so many excuses whereby, maybe, you know, me, I don't even have a sponsor to tell, to really to do, to speak in high places. I do not have that. That is the excuse I used to give myself, because I used to think, lazima uwe na zile connection to lansemare, eh? Lazima uwe na mtu anakonnect. Okay, it's not bad, by the way. I'm not saying it's something bad, but the moment you keep on living like that, utajikuta kwamba you never, you know, fulfill your true potential. People will never find themselves if you need more titles. And by the way, there is nothing bad to be called doctor. Unajua kuna watu ambao ukishapata PhD, they were the ile ya kwanza ile Mrs. na Mr. Yani, there is one I met, mbona mimi sio Mr. Mimi ni doctor. Wapi ile? Kwa sababu amepata nini? Amepata PhD. Oh my God, the way people. So, the more effective we become, the less titles we need. That is very true. The more you're busy manifesting yourself, living into your truth, being authentic, doing what, the less names you would want. But then the most humble leaders never wanted to be called names. Kabisa yan. Unakuja anza, but he's leading. We need to live so effectively that the first name is enough. You know, when you get to that point whereby this is enough, you're actually truly living. And why do you think people are caught up in these big titles? It's because you have not actually lived effectively enough to lose that last name. It means unaibeba, kwa sababu you feel if I do not have that, I cannot progress in anything. So, you know, it is my prayer that when you go to your prayer chambers, start thinking of what titles are you carrying along? What last names are you carrying along that is actually hindering you to becoming what God has called you to? And as I wind up, I have 2 minutes. So this leadership thing and keys to leadership success, I can sum them into 3 things. So the first thing is purpose. You know, we've talked about it. Discover the original reason for your existence. That is, and kama hauja discover that thing, I urge everyone of us to go back into their prayer chambers and ask God. Kwasababu, you will be in a rat race. I'm telling you this because in my life, I've also been in a rat race, whereby I've just been living, looking, doing this thing called life, and I do not have something that I can say I can die for. And the second thing is potential. Mm-hmm. You know, the potential is equal also to your purpose. Be convinced that the ability to fulfill the purpose in you, God will never demand something that he has not put in you. So be encouraged in that, because sometimes we find it is so hard to live that potential because we have not, Mungu hawezi, amesha kieka kwako. So God will never, you know, bring the demand something that you're not supplied. And let us all know that your strength comes from your assignment. That is very important. The place that you will draw your strength is from the assignment that God has given you. The moment you're not doing your assignment, trust me, the strength is not pale lakini nakwaga ni ndogo. But in the moment you start doing that assignment, strength actually comes from it. Because God has put it in there, so he will give you the strength to sustain it. Amen. And the third thing is principles. This is very important. Because Babu, yes, you might know your purpose, you may have those potential, but potential is the abilities that you have and all that. But if you do not live a principled life, it is very hard to become that effective leader that we want to be. You have to live according to the laws that regulate that your purpose that you have. And by the way, principles protect that purpose. Pastor Carol talked about last week about the way watu walikuja ofisini kwake, they were looking for, you know, something they thought amechukua 10%. But she had a principle that she'll never do that. So most of the time, the principles that you live in will actually protect that purpose and that assignment that you have. No matter how much potential you have, if you violate principles, you endanger that potential and that purpose. So it is not as much as saying, God has called me to do this, I'm going to do this. Have that fire in your passion. You know, see pictures in your mind when you sleep at night. But if you violate the principles, that is very important. If you violate those principles, you will not, it will be very hard for you to protect your potential and your purpose. So as I wind up, let us be sure to follow God's words and laws. That is very important. Let's go back to the original plan. Who is the masterpiece? Because the Bible, again, is full of principles. And in leadership also, we have principles of leadership. So let's go back there, because we lose it there sometimes. Sometimes we don't look into the principles. Sometimes we just go along thinking, because God has placed this thing inside me, then I am going to lose on them, on the principles. You know, and some of the principles are very simple, by the way. Principles like the laws of good health, you know, the principles of not stealing, do not steal, do not lie. Those are just small principles, yeah? You know, so let us go back to the original plan, because this thing called leadership will never happen. You know, God has given us the city as King's Touch, but it may never happen if we do not discover it and do not start creating it. It will just become a dream. You know, you fast, you do all that, but the moment you don't step into it, God will be like, okay, now that you know that can start cheating, if I make it. The same goes to your life. The moment you do not start living it, God will give that assignment to someone else. So I pray that everyone today goes back and goes to the drawing board. Find something that you're willing to die for. Find something that I'm saying, no matter, it doesn't matter. I am doing this. Because the moment you do not find that, you have not lived. You really have not lived. You're just doing a merry-go-round. So it's my prayer that when you go back home, ask God to ignite the passion. If there's a passion that has died, you know, you had it before and it died, ask God to ignite that passion, because it is very necessary for your leadership work. You know, ask God to help you find your purpose, something to die for. And something else, ask God to reveal your true name. What is that name that you need to carry? What is that name that He gave you? And what is that vision that He gave you? So thank you so much for listening to me. I think I'm time. It's 1:03. I try to do that. So I hope I hope you've been inspired. I hope I've made sense. Yeah, that's important. I hope I've made sense to you. And I pray that I meet you in the corridors of Dar es Salaam one day. Become that leader that you're born to be. Because I know you are. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and share the message to your family and friends. Follow us on our social media at Kingstar Church.